It seems we're living in a day of troubled times. We know in the Bible, they also had troubled times in their lives. Being a Christian does not exempt us from difficulties. We know that David had trials, Habakkuk had trials, Asaph had trials, and many others. But you know what they did? They cried out to the one that can help them, that can strengthen them, and also the one that can comfort them.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We're so delighted to have you with us on Truth and Fact. And if you have your Bible, we are going to be in the Psalms. In fact, Psalm 77, a psalm of Asaph. And he says, I cried out to God with my voice, verse 1, to God with my voice, and he gave ear to me. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My hand was stretched out in the night without ceasing. My soul refused to be comforted. Maybe you're there right now. Maybe you're going through a trial and it's difficult to find comfort for your soul. My friend, I can say this, that Asaph, even in his trial, even in his trouble, he shows us by example, he did the right thing. What did he do? He cried out to God. He went to the one that can help him. Sometimes we wonder, God, why am I going through this? Have I done something wrong? Have I sinned against you? No, my friend, it may not be that you sinned against God or that you did anything wrong. The devil will tell you a lie, you know. It could be just that God is using that trial to sanctify you, to cause you to come to a place where you will cry out to God in a way that perhaps you've never cried out to Him before, to cause you to come to a place to trust in God like you've never had to trust before. In fact, right now you might be being squeezed. That's right. I mean, you feel the pressure. And it seems like it's coming in on all sides. The Apostle Paul went through that too. In fact, he had so many distressing times, he didn't know if he was gonna make it. But my friend, you can make it because God will give you the strength. He will enable those that put their faith and trust in Him. So what do? We cry out to God. We pray. We seek the face of the Lord. You know, at times it may not appear that God is with you. But my friend, God is with you if you trust Him. At times, maybe even Joseph thought that God wasn't with him. But the Bible says the Lord was with Joseph. You mean when he was sold to the Midianites, God was with him? Yes. When he was thrown into the pit? Yes. When he was falsely accused, God was with him? Yes. When he was thrown into prison? You're telling me that God was with Joseph? Well, that's what the Bible says. It says the Lord was with him. And God is with you even at times when it appears like He's not with you. But secondly, notice in verse 2, Asaph said, in the midst of my trouble, I sought the Lord. Why troubled? Well, some believe that this was during the Babylonian captivity and siege by Nebuchadnezzar. Perhaps it was something taking place in his personal life. Asaph said in verse 10, this is my anguish. And the word anguish in the Hebrew there means infirmity. So maybe he had some kind of illness or some kind of sickness. Infirmity in his life. I don't know, but I can sure tell you I've had some difficult infirmities and sicknesses in my life when doctors misdiagnosed and didn't know what was going on. My friend, when the doctors don't know what's going on, I tell you, fear can creep into your heart, and it did with me. And I went through a great deal and season of darkness, but I tell you what I had to do. I had to cry out to God. I remember a dear friend of mine, a pastor, told me one time, he said, Pastor Mark, he said, listen, he said, you may walk through darkness, but just don't let that darkness walk in you. And my friend, how imperative that is. You might go through times of distress, times of anguish, times of difficulty, but let us trust in the name of the Lord. Regardless, Asaph is so distressed that he prays and cries out all night long. We see that in verse 2. You know, Psalm 30:2 says this. It says, O Lord, my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. My friend, that is the answer. Would you cry out to God? Would you trust Him? Would you believe in His Word?
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.